Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. How are you all today? 855-993-7569. Are things going well in your life? Great. You want to call and brag? Okay. Do you have a problem? Listen, all guys should have got problems sooner or later, right? The only way not to have a problem is probably... I can't even think of probably the only way not to have a problem is to be completely asleep, but then you could be dreaming, so that's a problem, although it's probably not a problem until you wake up. I don't know. I think being alive means that there's going to be challenges, because otherwise we'd probably be just bored out of our minds, right? So it's okay to have problems. Don't view yourself, and some people do, that, well, good people don't have problems and bad people are going to have problems because they're bad. Not true. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. All right, so understand that having... An issue in your life is a reason to give me a call. Not to, if you have an issue, don't go for a tiskew, go for joy. There we go. I just made that up. Do we love that? Okay, not so lovable. Alrighty, it's National Senior Citizen Day. Yay. Senior citizen being defined very broadly as, I suppose, anybody older than you are. Right? Anybody who's 5 years older than you are. There you go. Have you ever gone to any reunions? Have you gone into your high school reunion, college reunion, anything like that?
Yeah, I went to my 10-year reunion 3 years ago.
Wow.
In 2012, so.
And what was the experience like?
It was fun. Actually, we had two reunions that
There's going to be a story here. I can hear it.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
The first one that I went to was kind of the unofficial one, because nobody knew that, you know, nobody knew if we were having one or not. So, you know, one of my...
So you just kind of showed up?
Well, this first one that I went to was kind of planned at the last minute, because we had no, you know, nobody told us that we were having a 10-year reunion at all. And so we just kind of had this one with a get-together with a few people, and then all of a sudden we got a bunch of information on, like, I guess what was supposed to be the official one later that summer. And so we had that one, too. So we ended up having two of them.
Well, so they were just a couple months apart?
Yeah. The first one, I think, was in June. And I think the second one might have been, like, early August, late July, I think. So, yeah. I mean, it was, yeah.
So people hadn't aged much between the first and the second one.
Right, yeah. So,
all right, did you have... what was your experience? What was your sort of... takeaway from the thing? Did you have any sense of what was going on, or so tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was nice. I mean, both of them were pretty nice. It was just kind of nice to see people that you hadn't seen in a while, and you know, I was somebody that didn't really keep in contact with a whole lot of people that I knew from high school, so it was kind of weird seeing a lot of people that I knew in high school that I hadn't talked to in basically 9 or 10 years. So it was interesting experience, but in a good way, though.
Well, it sounds like fun. I have not. I think I went to. I don't even remember. I have several coming up in the next couple of years. But my experience, which was, I agree with you, was kind of fun. But to see, I guess part of it is the psychologist in me. Number one, that. That some of the people had that had been incredibly popular in high school and everybody loved it and whatever were not necessarily, you know, they had that there was somewhat of a leveling effect, and people had sort of not paid much attention to a certain extent seemed to have kind of blossomed, and that was kind of an interesting phenomenon that you know, the high school heartthrob was not necessarily still that. Number one. Number two, that basically, if you kept your weight down, you were probably going to be okay, that you didn't age as much. So so that was kind of a phenomenon. But I agree with you. It was just, it's kind of interesting to see how people become who they're going to become, I guess, as much as anything else. I'm not sure I know a better way of explaining it than that. So I've got some reunions coming up. Not next year, in the next couple of years. So
yeah, I'm not sure if we're gonna have a 15 year. I think we're probably gonna have a 20 year, but at the end of the second reunion 3 years ago, there was some thought we may have a 15 year, but I don't know if that's actually gonna happen. But I'm pretty sure a 20 year is gonna happen in 2022.
2022, there you go. So, who do you consider a senior citizen right now? If you say me, you get dropped. But
no, I would never say you.
Thank you. Good thought.
I don't know. I think it's, I guess, for me, I don't really look at it in terms of age. I think it's, I guess, mentality more so than
That's
age.
That's a good point. So how would you describe it then?
I think if you're someone, gosh, how do I word this? Without getting myself into trouble.
I can hardly wait.
Well, I guess in terms of mentality, I guess if you are old, if you feel old. If you allow yourself to feel old.
But we're not saying old, we're saying senior citizen. So it's a slightly different, I'm not really splitting hairs, but I mean, you don't have any sense about, I mean, would you view your mom, for example, as a senior citizen?
No.
Okay, you would not necessarily tell her that, but would you view her? No, so you're saying not.
No.
All right, so would you view ex-President Clinton as a senior citizen?
No. Well, I mean, I guess if he's getting, is he... I don't know, it's hard. That's a hard question to answer because it's... You know, I guess it's all in your perspective how you view being a senior citizen. If you view it as being, you know, a negative thing, then...
Well, no, but I'm not necessarily viewing it as positive or negative. I'm just saying, is there an age? Is there, you know, how would you... I mean, I'm not necessarily... I guess, do you view it as a negative? You view calling somebody as a senior citizen negative?
No, I think just from... With the benefits that come from being a senior citizen, I think... You know, you usually can park in the closest parking spot.
No, that's a handicap.
I know that. But in some places, you know, they have the parking spots where, you know.
Do they citizens. For senior citizens?
I've seen them in some places, yeah. I've seen them in church parking lots and different places, yeah. It's
fair
not
enough,
as not as prominent as, you know, a handicap parking spot, but.
Fair enough. All right. All right, that's it. Let's put it on Facebook, okay? How do you
senior citizens get cheaper movie tickets? They can go to the movies for
that's
for,
true.
For,
all right, so how
the price they can ride public transportation for cheaper?
All right, so how old do you have to be to get cheaper movie tickets where you are?
I think it's 65.
Is it? I don't know.
I think it's 65. Yeah.
All right, let's put up on Facebook. How do you define senior citizen? And you know, how do you define it? And in what context or something of that sort?
Okay.
Put more than an age, okay? But let's put an age and just define it as some in addition to age. Let's put that.
Okay.
Alrighty. I know it. You know, because it varies hugely, and I think if I referred to my mom as a senior citizen, she'd probably clock me, and she's 90. So and she probably could clock me. So that's I'm trying to think if she... Maybe I'll call her after the program and say, Mom, if I called you a senior citizen, what would you do? And if I get a dial tone, then we'll know. We'll know exactly what the issue was. All right, well, I just... You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it used to be that, again, and this is kind of a changing perception, is that we are, as a society, at least in America, getting older, number one. So we're living longer. We're getting older as a group. There's more percentage of people who are above a certain age, living longer, living healthier, And therefore, I mean, for example, it used to be you could retire, I think, at 65, now 67. I think it's going to go up another year or so. All righty, 855-993, whether you're senior or junior or in between, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. Marie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Yeah, Dr. Joy Brown, I am so upset that you're not on my radio station. but I am so happy that I could pick you up here.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I tried to call you so many times. I think you're so brilliant. You have something for everybody. You are so calm. You are so, it's just magnificent how the callers are so relaxed. And when the intermission comes and you have to get off, you're just marvelous. I don't even know if you know that.
Well, what a nice way for me to start my day today, Maria. Hugs and kisses to you.
Oh, hugs and kisses, dear Dr. Joy Brown. You really are magnificent. And what sign are you?
What sign am I? Stop. Yes. No. I'm Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio. Could you guess?
Scorpion. Well, you know, my sister's a Scorpion. Scorpions, that's a great sign. They're very, you're just brilliant. You're very smart, naturally. I mean, your schooling has a lot to do with it, of course, but you're naturally bright, and you're interesting, and I think you have Manny now. Is it Manny that answers?
I got Manny, and I've got Trevor. They double team me.
Oh,
I exhaust them, so, yeah, I get both of them, so they can go home and put cold compresses on their eyes and put their feet up for a while and have a day off every once in a while for me. So I get them both, and they're both great guys. They really are.
No, I don't think that at all. I think that they enjoy. I think they enjoy the interaction with you because you're calm. You have a calming voice. You have such a way about you that I don't think you would make them. And I like the interaction. I guess you still do that, the interaction with them.
Yeah, I do.
And you tell
your
little stories. So I'm going to have to find another. I'm going to have to sit on this chair and listen to you because I used to listen from my bed. And relax.
Well, you know what you could do? Do you have a computer? Well, three things. First of all, you can call the program director and say.
Good.
Number one, you already did that. Number two, because program directors basically sit in offices and try and figure out what people really want to hear or not hear. And sometimes they're completely spot on and sometimes they're not. And so that. You know, there's that calling a program director to say that you either like something or don't like something usually makes a difference, or can make a difference. Let's put it that way. Number one. Number two, I'm on the internet, so there are two ways.
Right now,
you can listen live, and you can probably move your computer a little closer to your phone, or just get really long headphones. The third thing you can do, really long headphones. And the third thing you can do is that you can listen to podcasts because they're free. You can download the podcast if you've got a smartphone or an MP3 player, and you can listen whenever you want. So you can listen when you take a walk, when you go on a long trip, or as your point. I'm convinced somebody when I was on the overnights. People would just call and say that they went to bed with me, and I thought, I don't care why you listen. They would go to sleep with me. That's what they would say. They'd go to sleep with me. And I would say, listen, I don't care why you listen. As long as you listen, that either wake people up or put them to sleep, either one is okay with me. Whatever works for you works for me. So, Marie, I mean, listen, you've been such a sweetie. Is there anything any questions I can answer for you today, or are you just called
be a
sweetie?
You know what you could do?
What?
You could ask everybody if there's somebody out there that has a metallic taste in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I had a surgery in my mouth done, and in the past 6 months, I have this metallic taste. See if anybody says they have one, too. I never heard it.
A metallic taste in your mouth is not an uncommon thing, and it can be from any one of a number of things. It can be a stomach issue.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, for example, taking an antacid would help. Sometimes it can be from your mouth. So sometimes brushing your teeth or mouthwash can help. Sometimes it can be from the fillings in your mouth if one comes loose or something. So a metallic taste in your mouth is kind of a generic symptom rather than a specific one. How long have you had it?
It's about 6 months.
Did you tell your doctor?
Yeah, I did.
And what did he say?
I take a lot of medications, so they said maybe some of the medications.
Yeah.
But I never had it before, but I did have a very big surgery in December, so
What was the surgery?
Well, you know, maybe I should tell you because this is interesting. I had an infection, a tooth they were trying to save, and then I had to go to the surgeon to have it pulled.
Yeah.
And the infection was so bad, it ended up that I should have been given an antibiotic before it was pulled, and I wasn't. And what happened was the infection traveled to the brain. I had to be in the hospital for 10 days in the city and taken by ambulance and et cetera, et cetera. And they had to do surgery and put all these fangs in my mouth and drain all the poisons out. And
yeah.
It was like a mess. I really was a mess. And so we didn't think I'd even make it because I have a lot of things wrong. I sound like I don't, but I do.
Well, you do sound like you don't, so that's good.
Yeah. And thank you. And I do. So I have a condition called lupus anticoagulant. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
all right, listen, have you been to your doctor recently? Because it turns out, let me tell you about your tooth problem. Did you know that it's one of the reasons why we should see dentists? Is Pithecanthropus, which is one of the earlier precursors to human beings, died of a toothache, of a brain abscess, because that's the problem with stuff in your mouth that isn't treated. It can go into your brain. I mean, think of your mouth is right, you know, below your brain, basically, and your brain surrounds it. So it's a very susceptible area, number one. So teeth problems, toothaches, going to your dentist every once in a while should not be ignored. So that's number one. In terms of, I just Googled metallic taste, and it says here's the listing. First of all, if you have any bowel problems, which is obviously I said stomach, but below stomach bowel, so that's something to check. You can have if you have an anxiety attack because you're hyperventilating and you're changing your metabolic rate, you're gonna have that metabolic taste. We talked about medication interactions or and side effects. You can have the taste with. I mean, there's a huge, huge list. So what I would do if has it seemed to change very much?
No, it's the same. It's going on since December. And
which doctor had you talked to about it?
Everything, my primary,
I'd go to a gastroenterologist just to start with, somebody who specifically deals with stomach, you know, and elimination issues, because there's so many, it's such a generic thing, the listing here, I don't want to read it all because you'll develop
because
all these symptoms.
Because I did read it, I almost croaked.
Yeah, don't croak. But the point is that it can go be everything from essentially nothing to some important stuff. So I think you should sort of check the obvious things to, you know, try an antacid and see if it works. And I still think you should go see the doctor about it. Try a mouthwash that tastes good. Just try some different things. Because as we know, I'm a psychologist rather than MD. But don't panic about it. Just talk to somebody about it. All right, let me put you on hold and make sure there's nothing else we need to talk about. Scott, I'll get to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Marie was a delight, wasn't she? And folks, do check with somebody other than me about any, first of all, about dental issues. Make sure, because they're really important and really dangerous to leave undealt with, number one. And number two, that understand the problem about the internet is you can get all these symptoms, which you then, if you're not careful, are going to start developing. You become a hypochondriac. So it's not a bad place to start, because you can kind of rule out some things. But don't scare the living daylights out of yourself, and do go talk to somebody. And a doctor who doesn't take you seriously is not a good physician. Which doesn't mean you should be calling your doctor every 10 minutes, but it means that you should have. You should make an appointment, make some orderly notes, because when you're nervous, you may forget stuff, and go see what's going on. Okay? Scott, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient. How am I going to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's on your mind today, Scott?
it's something that's been bothering me for about 18 years now.
Okay.
And, yeah. And I need resolution. I just thought I'd give a shout to you. Okay. I'm divorced, and I have two children. Both were planned. I have a son and a daughter. They're both in college. One's graduating, one is not. And I'd like to reconnect with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have three sisters, and I live in Franklin, North Carolina. My mother's close by. And one of my sisters, who lives in Boston, is now housing my youngest, my daughter, who's the youngest of the two.
Okay.
And I'd like to just to reunite. There's no problems domestically. You know, there was a restraining order because I'm a recovered drug addict. That's about 20 years clean now.
Okay.
And as I talk to my mother, she's telling me, oh, your sister's got your daughter. So I said, I don't have my one sister's phone number. I asked my mother, may I have her phone number? No, it's not a good idea. I just want to call and just reunite.
Okay. All right, I got it. All right, so let me get a couple of answers from you here. Why? So you've been divorced for 18 years, and you said so you've been probably out of the house a little bit longer than that, right?
Sure.
How long have you? I mean, I guess one of the questions is you mentioned that there was a restraining order.
Correct.
But presumably, why was that? You said you were a drug addict. Was there violence or not?
No violence. It was a mental. She was severe mentally with my drug abuse.
Okay. So when was that? When was the restraining order?
Oh, Lord. In the 90s.
Okay. Well, you said that you've been clean and sober for 20 years. So is the restraining order older or younger than 20 years?
Older. It's a permanent restraining order. And it was nonviolent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've been active member of AA and all that.
Good. All right. Now, do you know why your mom is reluctant to give you your sister's phone number?
I think she's caught up with, I have three sisters and she loves all of us. And she's not, she said, quote, and I don't blame her. It's not her fault at all, but she's the grandmother. And she's not going to get involved in my personal affairs.
Well, but here's an alternative, and we can sort of at least start with that, of saying, look, Mom, let me get one piece of information before we go into that. Why has it been 18 years that you haven't been able to give him a phone call or anything? You've had no touch with him at all?
No, their mother, it wasn't a bad split. We just divorced, okay? And she just wants me to not be in their lives.
Well, I'm not sure that that's really her choice. It maybe was when they were little. Have they ever reached out to you?
No, that's what I was asking. Was now they're at the age, now they're going to be attempting to try that. I'm not sure if it's going to be a good thing. Why did you abandon us? Which I didn't.
Right,
I was
forced to leave
the house.
Yeah, what you can do, I mean, look, let's do this in two different parts. One is, how do I get in touch with them? And the other is, how do they get in touch with me and what happens then? Or actually, what happens in either case? So in terms, one of the possibilities is saying to your mom, listen, I understand. I don't want to get you caught in the middle. And rather than giving me a way of getting in touch with either my sister or my kids, how about if I gave you my information and you can give it to the kids, with the idea being that it's up to them to get in touch with you? Now, they may or may not do that. And first of all, she may or may not do it, and they may or may not do it. Okay, so that's... But that's at least a beginning that may be pretty easy and somewhat profitable and whatever. So that's number one. If rather than asking her to put you in touch with them, to let them get in touch with you. So you give your mom all their information. Okay, that's number one. Number two, if you know where your son graduated from college, you might be able to get an address from him. For him, or just send some information to him via the college, and they may get in touch with him with essentially the same information of, listen, I'm your dad. Congratulations, I'm very proud of you. I'd love to get in touch and see what's going on with you. Here's my information. Now you've got two kids, and one may be more enthusiastic about getting in touch than the other. In terms of There are some national registration sites for people who are out of touch with one another, and you could probably go on the internet and find that. I mean, it used to be what? If you Google somebody's name, you can usually get in touch with them now. Not always, but quite often. And there are some sites that reunite people. All right, so you've got the internet, you've got your mom in terms of getting her to give your information to them rather than their information to you. She may be more comfortable about that. And then we can look at what do you say to them, and I think what you do is tell them the truth.
That's what I want to get to right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I need your advice. What do I say?
I wasn't
a good person back then. You have to understand
I think that's where you start. I think you start with that.
I'm honest. I will speak the truth, but I'm going to have a hard time. Now, I live alone, and I'm not lonely, but at night, my mind just comes and visits me.
I got.
Yeah. And I just need to get it out, so that's welcome to this conversation.
No, I hear. All right,
yeah.
So first of all, I'll tell you, let me deal with this again on a bunch of different levels. First of all, you do tell them the truth. You said, I wasn't a good person. This is why I wasn't a good person. This is when I got to a good person. You can sing Amazing Grace to them in the background if you want, which is a very similar story that
I'm
in this country.
Yeah,
so tell them that. What they're going to want to know is not so much who you were then, but how come you haven't gotten in touch over the years. And that's something that you're going to have to sort of, and you can say, I was afraid, or I just wasn't.
No. I must interrupt. I'm sorry.
Sure.
It isn't. It's not in my hands to control that. Their mother, who I still love and I respect, no problem. She's a great mother, is in control of the situation. And I don't want to use the word poison, but it sounds like that. Against me, and
but look,
without my input, they were just based on what her input was about
Scott, there's nothing you can do about that. There's
exactly.
Nothing you can do about that. So, let me say one thing to you about that.
Okay.
The more they have to choose between the two of you, the less likely a successful reunion will be. What you need to say is, your mother was trying to protect you. Have you been in touch? Do you know where your ex-wife is at this moment?
No.
Do you have any way of?
Sure. She's probably in the. Yes, I know where she is, but I have no contact. I know I'm not a stalker. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying a stalker, Scott. But if you can get in touch with it, Scott, if you can get in touch with her, she's the linchpin here to say, I wasn't a good person. I've become a different person. I would like to be able to. And I'll always love you. I understand why you probably don't want to necessarily have anything other than you may not want to have a relationship with me, but I would like to make amends if possible. I wouldn't even mention the kids here, because if she views herself as just a conduit to your kids, she's not going to play. But I think what you do is, and you know, when you're at night, when you're feeling lonely and you're missing your kids, what I would do instead of and hopefully you don't have, you know, you don't use television as a narcotic and you don't use drugs or anything.
Not at all. I don't watch television.
Sit down and write, you know, what you would say if they were there. So by the time, if either of your kids or your ex get in touch with you, you'll have been very prepared for how you want to make amends. Because you don't want to make her the bad guy. She was doing what she thought she needed to do to protect. I'm not sure you can have a restraining order that lasts forever. I'm not sure there is such a thing.
But I didn't push it. No, I'm not a bad guy.
Well, but Scott, stop talking. My guess is the major issue with your kids is not that you were a bad guy and you are no longer, but why has it taken you so long to get in touch? And that's something that you're going to have to figure out. And saying, well, you know, I thought there was still a restraining order is probably not going to work for them, because they're going to say, then why are you in touch now? And there has to be an answer that you can give to them at this moment. And so let me put you on hold and think about the answer of why now, why not 5 years ago or 10 years ago? And don't tell them your restraining order, because you didn't do the research to see how long a restraining order lasts. All right? So
okay.
So think about it. I'll come back to you in a moment. Ari, I'll get it to you as well. Probably going to give you most of next hour, Ari. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Scott, who's got a story that's not all that uncommon, which doesn't make it any less painful for him and for us to hear it, which is being estranged from his children when they were young and product of a divorce, and there was also a restraining order involved here. And he's now saying, I want to be in touch with them, and meeting some reluctance. And his question is, we talked a little bit about how he might do that, but I'm saying that the issue is really several fold. First of all, the reunion itself, whether either of them willing to do it, but then what do you say? And I think, as I said, that saying, I was not a good person, your mother was well within her rights to do it, is not a bad place to start. But then, quite often, the question with kids is, what took you so long? And I think you're going to have an answer to that. And that answer, no matter what it is, can't be at mom's expense. Well, she wouldn't let me do it, which may have some reality. But presumably, when's the last time you checked to see what the status of the restraining order was? Probably 20 years ago, right?
Right.
So you're going to... Go ahead.
I never checked on the status, and I was just... Because I'm not a bad guy, and I was just following the rules issued by the court. My sister is.
Well, no, she's not. Your sister is just the guardian right now, and the main issue is your kid's reluctance at this moment. So what I would do is I would sort of, as I said, tonight when you can't sleep, or today, you know, when you're wide awake and sort of thinking about this, figure out a true and honest answer about, you know, why it's taken so long, why now, that in theory, if it's a permanent restraining order, which I'm not sure there is such a thing, but if it is, then why now as opposed to 5 years ago or 10 years ago or their high school graduation or their, you know, so you're going to have to figure out an answer to that. And you're not going to love the answer. Okay?
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I know.
So, but it has, as you point out, it has to be a true answer, and it can't be at their mom's expense. And it can be. I'll tell you one of the common things that I've heard from dads, because as you can imagine, over the years, this has been an issue that comes up a lot. And one of the things that one of the dads told me a long time ago, and I've never forgotten, he said, you know what, I rationalized that it was better for them, but what it was too painful for me to understand that I'd lost my chance to be a dad to my kids. And so rather than being confronted with that or dealing on a weekly or monthly basis with a limited relationship, I just decided it was easier for me to have no contact with them, to pretend that they didn't exist anymore. And I said,
Joy, that's exactly what I did.
Well, wait a minute, Scott. Yeah, but I came up with this. You didn't, or he did.
No, I did it years ago.
So I said, well, do you think that was best for the kids? And he said, do you know what? I don't. I just thought it was best for me. And at some point in your life, what you decide is what's best for you may not in the long run be best for you. And if it's damaging other people, maybe you need to revisit it. And Scott, that's where I think you need to start. But understand, you didn't come up with that. You know, you didn't do the work on that. I did. Which means you're going to have to do some more work on this, because it has to be convincing. It has to be true. It can't be at their mom's expense. And as I said, you're not going to love the answer. But the advantage about the truth is you don't have to remember it. You know, it's just there. So I would do a little bit more work on that. And maybe the universe is just giving you some extra time to come up with that. Because if your mother had said, yeah, here's your sister's phone number and here's a way to get in touch with your daughter a week ago, and she would have come to see you, you got it. So do the work. Do the work. So when this happens, which it very likely will, you're going to be as prepared as you can be, which doesn't mean that there's necessarily a happy ending guaranteed here, but it certainly increases the chance.
Oh, I don't see it being pleasant at all. Yeah, no.
Well,
it'll be a confrontation.
You don't know. You've got, well, it shouldn't be a confrontation, because confrontation is a war, and you don't want a war here.
No.
All right?
No,
because,
no.
But what you do want is what you want is some kind of at least partial resolution that allows you some kind of additional involvement with them. And that's the most you can hope for
now. I'd like to just reintroduce myself from an infant now as adults, and that's the big conflict.
All right, let me say one other thing about that, which is the only people who can bestow fatherhood on you is them. You can't say, I'm your father, because
exactly,
they're going to say, no, you weren't.
No.
And
no,
I don't know. Do you know if your ex is remarried?
Oh, she is not.
Okay.
No, we're a very tight group, and I'm the one that messed it up.
Well, but that has nothing to do with anything at this moment.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying is whether there are other men in your wife's life or your ex-wife's life that may have served as a functional father for the kids.
No, but I guess the whole conversation that I miss telling you is that she is more close with my immediate family, my sisters, my aunts, my uncles, than I am.
Well, that's not surprising.
With my own, I know, but the family reunions, she's there with my children. These are my
own. Great, good for her. Good for her.
I agree. I'm not a problem.
So listen, I think that I would see if I could get in touch with your ex, if she's willing to facilitate this at all.
She's not.
When's the last time you talked to her?
When we separated.
That's 20 years ago. How would you have any idea what she's thinking today?
I don't. Only through my sister, not my mother.
Scott, listen to me.
Okay.
You're not going to like this. You've been a coward.
I know.
You were a bad guy, but cowardice have nothing to do with bad guys. You have to stop being a coward. That you need to get in touch with people, and they may not want to be in touch with you, but you have to do your part of trying, and you're not. You're sitting back and saying, maybe everything will be okay, and I'm saying it won't. That you're going to have to put on your big boy pants and say, I've made a mistake. This is what I want. You know, I want to be in touch. I will do whatever it takes. But you're going to have to confront people who may be very angry with you and may not be willing to do business with you. But you can't continue to be passive.
Right now.
I know, but Scott, you've been passive because of your cowardice. You can't continue to be passive. If you continue to be passive, you'll very likely never see your kids again. So your passivity.
I'm going to follow up on your words, but I have been passive only for the benefit. And this is my thinking. I hope you understand. I don't mind being called a coward. What I actually am doing is the kids are better off not being in my life.
If that's the case, then you're not doing them any favors to get in touch now. You have to figure out some benefit that you bring to them. If not, if you're a pariah and you're saying, I want to give the gift of absence to my kids, then you have to do that. If you're not, if you're saying there's some benefit to them of at least knowing who their father is, knowing that I thought about them, then you're going to have to do that. But your passivity... I mean, you haven't done anything for 20 years, and you can't justify it of saying, well, I was just being a good guy. Stop doing that. You keep doing that. No matter what I say, your defense is...
I'm not defending you. Okay.
You have to stop doing that. You have... If nothing will change unless something's changed. You cannot stop anybody.
Are they better off without me? They're better off without me.
Scott, that's what you have to decide.
I think I've decided already.
Well, if you've decided, you need to make sure that this isn't just another form of Scott cowardice. That, you know, I don't want to make the effort. You have to think about it. You have to think about
it.
It's not
that I don't want to make the effort. It's just that I think they're fine without me.
That's not the question. The question is, is there any value in knowing who your father is? That's something you have to come to grips with. And if so, you have some serious hard work to do. Ari, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app, so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.